Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hi there, thanks for tuning in to the Racing Post Football Postcast with me, Bruce Millington, and the usual Racing Post team, Mark Langdon and Dan Childs, and making a very welcome postcast debut from Paddy Power, it's Brian McDonnell. We've got tons to get through, we've got the Premier League coming to the boil, FA Cup semi-finals, and we'll also have a decent look at the Champions League, the quarterfinals of which commence next week. So no six questions, we'll get straight into the action. Although we will have a very quick chat, because Mark, you and I were on a mission to try out the new White Hart Lane yesterday. You obviously got the result you wanted, and we divided the labour up nicely, didn't we? You did the cheap seats and I did the posh corporate box. So what did you give it out of 10?
About 10.
It's amazing.
It is, yeah. I mean, obviously the transport links haven't improved, and you know it is going to be a bit more of a battle. But it always is getting out of Tottenham. I think it's a battle getting out of most stadiums, really, particularly at night time. But everything else, the atmosphere inside the stadium is really what it's
so
it's
loud,
all about,
isn't it?
And that they've got that spot on. You know, everybody's just happy to be back in Tottenham. It was great. I thought they did the opening ceremony just about right.
These days, on Twitter, everyone criticises everything, don't they? But they kept it nice and simple. A lovely local choir.
Very local.
Fantastic.
Based.
And then Fatso off the go compare ads came on, and it was fine.
Have you seen the picture of Danny Rose staring at what no. you referred to as Fatso? He's sort of just like... and there's just like a caption. I saw it on Reddit, just says... Googles him because Danny Rose wasn't impressed with the singing, I don't think.
But. The game wasn't great, particularly you got the win, we were poor and got what we deserved, which was not a lot. But anyway, it's up and running, and you've got the Champions League quarterfinal.
Was the main thing, just to get that first win on the board, and then you know, I think everybody will just settle into the stadium now.
Right then, Brian, welcome along to the postcast. As always with the debutant, we fire a few questions at you. You are Brian McDonnell. Who do you support?
I am an Arsenal fan.
Arsenal fan, along with two Tottenham fans. Brilliant. Are you a better judge than Jason Murphy?
Yet to be seen, although I don't think he's had a winning nap in a while, so yet to be seen.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dogs, good man. Excellent. Flat or jumps?
Jumps.
Jumps, excellent. You're doing very well here. What's your pint? What would you be having if I took you out for a beer?
A pint of Guinness, a pint of plain.
Pint of plain Guinness. And are you a lover or a fighter?
I'm a lover.
Lover. Excellent. Okay, Brian, thank you very much. Hopefully you are armed with loads and loads of wisdom as well as Paddy Power's prices on a packed weekend. Let's start with Friday night. Yep, we've got Friday night football. Takes place at 8 p.m. in front of the Sky Sports cameras at St Mary's. It's Southampton versus Liverpool. Brian, give us a show of betting from Paddy Power and then your idea of the best value bet.
Yep, so we have Southampton at home at 7-1. The draw is 7-2 and Liverpool away from home are 2-5 favourites. I think it's going to be a very close game, which Liverpool obviously need to win to keep the pressure on Man City and have any chance of winning the league title. Liverpool have the best away record in the league this season. Although they have drawn 3 of their last 5 away games, the 2 of those games which they have won were only won by a single goal, and they were against Fulham and Brighton. Southampton have definitely turned a corner under Ralph Hasenhüttl. They've only lost 3 of their last 12 Premier League games, although they're still only just 5 points above the relegation zone. They've home games against Bournemouth and Huddersfield to look forward to, so I think they'll be targeting those games to pick up the points to see them across the line. So I expect a close game, maybe 1-0 or 2-0 Liverpool. So my bet here would be Liverpool to win and under 2.5 goals. We have that at 5-2. And if you want to cover an extra couple of scorelines, 2-1 or 3-0 as well, Liverpool to win and under 3.5 goals. I think that's a great bet at 11-10.
Lovely stuff. Dan, what was it like on TV watching poor old Cinderella Childs over there? Couldn't get a ticket, but did it come across well?
It was really poor on TV because it was Manchester City against Cardiff. I did watch the highlights on the Premier League, and yeah, it did come across very, very well. The noise.
When are you going to get down there?
Well, it's not going to be easy because I'm in Portugal for 2 weeks over Easter time, and I might have to wait until next season or pre-season friendly to get in there. I tried desperately to get a ticket for the first game, but even though it's 59,000, you know, crowd, it was so hard to get a ticket unless you were paying an exorbitant, you know, price to a...
It will be worth it when you get there, Dan. Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely lovely. Right, Southampton, Liverpool, Dan.
I think Liverpool too short here. I'd be going for the draw just as a value bet. Liverpool, domestically, away from home this year, they've had two wins out of seven domestically away from home. Those were at Brighton and Fulham, single goal wins. Both they needed a penalty to win those games. And I just think Southampton, everyone's looking, they were looking at the run-in and saying, oh, Liverpool at home to Spurs and Liverpool at home to Chelsea, these are the games that they've got to win, you know, almost assuming every other game will be a stroll in the park. I don't think Southampton away under Hasenhüttl, 24 points in 16 games he's had there, had some big results against big teams as well, one at home to Arsenal, one at home to Spurs, got a draw away to Chelsea, so they're doing it, you know, against decent sides. Big hindrance to them is Danny Ings. No Danny Ings because he can't play against his parent club. But James Ward-Prowse playing very well at the moment. Nathan Redmond still playing well under Hasenhüttl. I think they'll cause problems. And I think a draw is a value bet.
Mark, you've been very with Southampton in recent weeks. Is that going to continue here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not entirely sure. I've got enough faith in them to have a bet. But I think certainly in terms of the... If I was tipping anything here, I think prices are... I understand why Liverpool are so short. Because in that game against Tottenham that Southampton won, Tottenham could have been out of sight by the time Southampton got going. So I do understand it, but I'd rather be a layer than a backer of Liverpool. So maybe draw Southampton, double chance, really, for the reasons that Dan mentioned. I think that they've got an outstanding coach in Hasenhüttl. If you have a look at sort of outside of the top six, he'd definitely be up there. I mean, you know...
Find a manager, can't they?
They can. I mean, you know, apart from when they changed what they were trying to do, when they went for Premier League experience in Mark Hughes, because they brought in one guy that didn't work, Pellegrino, and he had a good reputation in Spain. It didn't work, and they panicked and then thought, oh, well, we need it.
The reason... Colleen wrote a piece about that. He said clubs and England do it as well. They always pick someone who's not the same as the one they had before.
And I think Southampton, if you're that sort of, you know, middling Premier League team or maybe even a little bit below that, you can't think the same as everybody else because, you know, if you haven't got the budget, you are going to become in a relegation battle. And I think that they've now got a coach. I'm not sure how long he'll be there. I assume the reason he went to Southampton was to kind of use them as a stepping stone to maybe getting, you know, one of these top six jobs. I think he's that good. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, he could. Oh, well, he's better than Solskjaer, isn't he? I mean, you know, if you were doing it purely on that, he could get the Man United. I mean, if Pochettino left Tottenham, I think he'd be one of those that they'd probably be looking at.
Brian, remind us of the latest title betting, if you would.
Yeah, so we have Manchester City at 4-9 and Liverpool 2-1.
What's the latest, lads, on what you all think? Who will win it and by how many points? Dan?
I would go with City, about 4 to 5 points. I think Liverpool will still drop a few more points.
Mark?
Yeah, City, but not by as many. I'll go City by 2.
And Brian?
I'll go City by 2 as well. I think both teams could easily win the rest of their games.
Okay. Righty-ho, let's rattle through the three non-televised 3 p.m. Saturday Premier League games. Starting with Bournemouth versus Burnley. Brian, what's the latest betting?
Bournemouth at home, even money. The draw is 12-5 and Burnley away from home, 5-2.
Mark, who wins this?
I'm not sure anybody wins, actually. Bruce, I'm going to go for the draw. I was having a look. Bournemouth have won 6 matches in the Premier League since the October international break. And 3 of those were against Huddersfield and Fulham. Burnley, they beat Wolves last week. It was a bit of a classic Burnley, one shot on target, win 2-0. But I think that they'll, you know, that they are capable of frustrating, you know, teams that are maybe a little bit out of form. And I think Bournemouth fall into that category.
You're going for the draw. I tell you what, I love it when you go for a draw. Everyone, it's almost like law, isn't it? If you tip a draw, you go, oh, I'm going to sit on the fence. Yeah. You're not sitting on the fence. It's just pathetic.
Not as likely, but it's one of 3 possible outcomes.
Exactly, yeah. Dan?
Well, I'm not going to sit on the fence anyway. I'm going to go for Bournemouth to win the game. I think Burnley, I mean, that game against Wolves, the Wolves rested a few players, didn't they? They actually played a stronger team against Man United in the week, and Burnley took advantage of it. It's kind of a scratchy, typical Burnley win. But away from home, you know, they're not too clever. And Bournemouth, I look at the form against the non-big six at home. They've had 6 wins, 5 draws, no defeats against home to sides outside the big six. Burnley, I think, could be in trouble still. Look at their running. They got after this, they got Cardiff at home, which is a huge game, and then they've got to play away to Chelsea, home to Man City, away to Everton, home to Arsenal. I don't see many points there, so big game for Burnley. I think they'll lose it.
OK, and Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Dan there. Bournemouth's four defeats at home this season have come against the big four teams, Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal and Man United. Burnley had a huge win last time out, and I do think, as Dan was saying, they might have one eye on Cardiff at home the following week to pick up their 3 points and guarantee survival. If you want to have a goal scorer bet, I was having a look. Bournemouth will probably play 4-4-2 with Josh King and Callum Wilson up top. Josh King will be on the penalties, so I think there's a bit of value on him at 11-2 against Callum Wilson, who you can back at 9-2.
Okay, Huddersfield versus Leicester. Brian.
Huddersfield at home are 7-2. The draw is 11-4, and Leicester away from home are 4-6.
Who'd you like here, Dan?
Leicester all day long. They'd be one of my strongest selections of the weekend. Brendan Rodgers come in. I wasn't sure they were underperforming that much under Puel, but to be fair, they've had 4 wins out of 5, playing really nice football. I think Maguire's back as well. He had his one game banned, and he's back to a solidified defence. Huddersfield, what can you say? 17 defeats out of 19. I think another defeat here, very likely.
Brian, do you agree?
I agree with Dan as well there. Yeah, Leicester away from home. They've only lost 1 out of 4 games since Rodgers came in. Huddersfield have been, you know, nothing short of pathetic all season, so I can't see anything other than an away win for Leicester.
Mark, 3 votes for Leicester.
Yeah, and I just wonder if this game was sort of played later on in the season. I always think that probably this start of April is a time when you can get with teams that have got something to play for against those that haven't, you know. And then Leicester, I think, are targeting 7th, which, you know, should be Europa League come the end of the season. And yeah, and Huddersfield obviously already relegated, and I'm not even sure they're going to stick by this manager. There's a few talk that, you know, he could be on his way. So yeah, I think Leicester will win.
Newcastle play Palace at 3 p.m. at St James's. And what's the latest betting, Brian?
Newcastle at home are 7-5. The draw is 21-10. And Crystal Palace away from home, 15-8.
And what do you think will happen, Brian?
I'm going for a home win here for Newcastle. Crystal Palace obviously played last night, so they've had 2 days less to prepare for this game than Newcastle. Newcastle at home, they've only won 2 of their opening 11 home games, but they've turned St James's Park into somewhat of a fortress recently. They've won their last 5 league games there. They bet Manchester City. They were 2-0 down to Everton. They won that game 3-2, so happy to side with them here.
You were doing so well up to that point.
Sorry about that.
Mark?
Yeah, Newcastle for me as well. I do think that it's important when you've had, you know, with two teams of a similar-ish ability, Palace are better than Newcastle, but the fact that 2 days extra rest, I think, is important here. Palace put, you know, a fair amount into that game against Tottenham as well. Not easy holding out for sort of 50 minutes or whatever at 0-0, the way that they play, you know, without out the ball most of the time. Newcastle looked like they were preparing for the Crystal Palace game against Arsenal, really. I'm not sure they tried that much, but 5 wins in a row at home can make it 6.
And Dan?
Well, as for Newcastle, yeah, I think the rest period is a big thing here. To go to Wednesday in a tough game and then play Saturday up at Newcastle. Newcastle be focusing on this game, very strong home form. And since Almiron's coming, it's just pepped them up a little bit more up front as well. They've got a little bit more ways of opening sides up now. So Newcastle for me.
I hate you all. Let's do Sunday's games next.
Right, 10 seconds to promote Paddy Power Games. Paddy Power Games, Paddy Power Games, Paddy Power Games. Advertising. It's easy when you know how. Paddy Power. Enough of the nonsense. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Weekend Football Postcast. We are looking ahead to the remaining 2 Premier League games. 1 Sunday, 1 on Monday. First up, 2:05 on Sunday. It's Everton versus Arsenal live on Sky Sports. And Brian, what's the latest betting?
Yeah, Everton at home are 21-10. The draw is 13-5, and Arsenal 6-5 favourites.
We will find out what our Arsenal fan Brian thinks after the boys have had their view. Mark, Everton or Arsenal?
I think I'd be leaning slightly towards Everton. Draw no bet in this game. Arsenal got a load of this type of fixture left. They've got load of the teams in the mid. Leicester away, Watford away, and you know that will decide whether they get into the top four. Their away form isn't great. They haven't kept a clean sheet yet, which I mean, quite incredible. And you know, the highest placed team they've beaten is Bournemouth. So until they actually go and win away to one of these kind of teams, then I'm not sure I can be trusting them to do it. I think that I am acknowledging that I think Arsenal, you know, I'm looking at it thinking, oh, Arsenal, that attack's going to destroy Everton's defence. But they haven't actually done it too often away from home. And if you have a look at Everton, I mean, we're all negative about them last week. And I always look back on sort of bets that have gone wrong, sort of analyse them more than the ones that have won. And, you know, there were a couple of signs maybe that they turned the corner. It's now four clean sheets in five. They scored at least two goals in four of them five. The second half against Chelsea was a lot better than the first half. The first half, you know, they were shocking. Second half, they played okay. And if they can do that, they may be able to get something out of this game. And, you know, I Arsenal away from home, I'm not convinced.
So it's Everton double Everton, chance.
Everton draw no bet.
Draw no bet. This is the, they played for both clubs, by the way, okay? So Dan, first up, give us your match verdicts and then we'll come up with a few.
Franny Jeffers
is very good.
The box.
Theo Walcott. Right, what's going to happen, Dan?
I think these teams are both quite hard to assess. I'm going to go with a draw. I think Everton, you know, they played better second half against Chelsea. We're awful in the first half. The West Ham game, you're looking at it, I mean, they've absolutely battered West Ham and should have won by a lot more. But you're still thinking, how much of that is Everton and how much of it is West Ham being really, really poor at the moment? So you're still not sure if they're the real deal. And Arsenal away from home, as Mark's mentioned, haven't won against many teams in the top half of the table. They are improving, though. 16 points from the last 18 in the Premier League. The only time they dropped points there was at the game at Spurs when they missed a penalty to win it late on. So I think a draw, tight game, and a draw will be my tip.
OK. Brian, before you give us your match vote, you got anything for they played for both clubs?
Yeah, Mikel Arteta and Skodran Mustafi started out at Everton as well.
Yeah, what a shout, Mustafi. Mm.
Did he?
Yeah.
Anders Limpar.
He might have won a game for them.
Yeah. Anders Limpar. Did Kevin Richardson play for Everton?
Kevin Campbell.
We're going well, aren't we? Yeah. Excellent. Okay, well, Brian, tell us what's going to happen. We'll see if we can get any more.
Yeah, I appreciate the lads' reservations about Arsenal's away form this season, but I do think they are going to win this game. Five of their last seven league games are away from home, so something's got to give here. They do have to start picking up points away from home if they want to consolidate their top four position, and I think Unai Emery will instill that into the squad. I think they're going to come very prepared, and I do think they are going to win. I think Arsenal win both teams to score, because obviously they haven't kept a clean sheet away from home this season, so Arsenal win both teams to score at 13-5.
Okay, any more?
Not off the top of my head, no.
The world's gone dry for the moment.
Do too badly there, do we? Okay, if you think of any, just blurt them out randomly between now and the end of this transmission. 8 o'clock.
Arteta.
No, we did him.
Sorry.
Kevin Richardson. 8 o'clock on Monday. It's Chelsea versus West Ham, live on Sky. How do you bet, Brian?
Chelsea Fabs 3-10. The draw is 4-1. And West Ham 15-2.
Dan, I've got Chelsea a little short here. What do you think?
No, I think they're absolute certainties for your Akers here. West Ham, I'm looking at their recent matches. You think about, they were dreadful at Cardiff, lost 2-0, could have lost by more actually that game. Then they're 3-1 down at home at Huddersfield after 74 minutes of that game. I mean, that's, you know, okay, they've Huddersfield maybe got a bit nervous and they've won the game. But for 74 minutes, a dreadful performance again. And then against Everton, you know, I watched the whole of that game. That's almost as poor as I've seen a Premier League team play this season.
Really?
They were absolutely, you know, just didn't have hardly any attempts on target. Everton could have won 5 or 6 and they couldn't have complained really at the result. So I don't know what's happened there, but they've got good individual players, but they're not playing well as a team at the moment. And Chelsea, I think that Cardiff game was a big, big moment. The offside goal that they got and turning that game around. Then they played it home to Brighton, nice comfortable win in the week. They're back in with a good chance of top four. And I think they'll back it up here. And I don't think they'll concede. I don't see where West Ham's threat is going to come from. Arnautovic, I mean, he got subbed off, didn't he? It was another poor performance. So Chelsea to win 2-0 for me is the bet at odds against.
That's put me straight. Brian.
Yeah, I agree with everything Dan has said there. I can't look past Chelsea either. They've only lost once at home this season. West Ham's away form, they've only scored one goal in their last 6 away matches. So I agree with everything Dan says, and I'm happy to go with Chelsea to win 2-0.
Dan, Mark, are you going to go with the Blues as well?
Yeah, but they're Blues crews, but in a slightly different way. And Chelsea to win an under 3.5 goals just gives you sort of, you know, 2-1 maybe to play with there. I mean, I was just having a look. West Ham have got some really hard away games left. I mean, the sort of season they could have now where the coach ends it massively under pressure. You know, they've got Tottenham away still to go. They've got to go to Old Trafford. They're going to Stamford Bridge. All of a sudden, even the home games are like Leicester and Southampton. You know, you don't really fancy them necessarily to win those. So, I mean, Pellegrini could be feeling it come the end of the season. They haven't got much up front at the moment, West Ham, with Arnautovic having chucked it in. And Chelsea, they tend to win this game sort of pretty routinely, just in terms of you have a look at the kind of bottom half teams that they've beaten, and I'd see a similar performance and result to that one against Brighton, but maybe not to really kick on because they've got a busy time of it with the Europa League coming up as well, so they might declare it two or something like that.
Okay, as well as Premier League, we've also got FA Cup semi-finals this weekend, the first of which takes place at 5:30 on Saturday night. Man City versus Brighton could well be the shortest priced semi-finalist in living memory. Brian, just how short are City?
I'd say it is, yeah. Manchester City are 1-10. The draw is 7-1, and Brighton are 22-1.
That's incredible, isn't it? I mean, Dan, what do you think?
You tipped Brighton to win the FA Cup, didn't you?
I did, Tim, yes. I was delighted with that draw. Thanks very much, whoever did it, Anton Deck or whoever.
Look, if someone held a gun at me head and said, you got to pick one of the match result prices, I would go with a draw on value grounds at 7-1. I just think it's a little bit too skewed. But
City aren't opening up on teams at the moment, are they?
I'm not going to tip that.
Okay.
I don't want a value loser. So, you're trying to get a bit of value out of it, a bit of juice out of it. So I'm going to say, just that on the theme that it might be a little bit tighter than those odds suggest, I'm going to go Man City to win an under 3.5 goals, which is a shade of odds on. My reasoning, it is a cup semi-final. Brighton, you would not expect them to kind of lay down in a similar way that, you know, maybe in a Premier League game. Even in the Premier League games, actually, against those big six, the Chelsea game is a bit of an exception, actually. It's the first time they've conceded more than two goals in a game against a big six team this season. All the other eight games conceded no more than two. So that feeds into that tip there. Lost 2-0 at City was one of those matches. So that's my reasoning. I think they'll at least put up a bit of resistance, and I'll go City and under 3.5 goals.
Brian, what's your view?
Yeah, I agree with Dan there again. I'll actually go one goal less, and I'll say City and under 2.5 goals at 23-10. I think if they go 1 or 2-0 up in the first half, I don't think they're going to be pushing for 3 or 4 with bigger and tougher ties ahead of the Champions League the following week. So Brighton aren't a team who are going to get turned over and mauled either. So I think maybe 1-0, 2-0 City, and I'm happy to go with City and under 2.5.
And Mark, what's your view?
Slightly safer, City to win to nil, around about the 8-13. Mark, I mean, since that wobble with the Leicester and Crystal Palace, they've won 20 of their 22 matches, 6 clean sheets in 8. You have a look at Brighton, 2-0 at City, 1-0 at Liverpool, 3-0 at Chelsea. Last season, they scored one goal away from the Amex against top half teams. Now, I know this is not away, but I think the Amex has become sort of, you know, a relative fortress for them. And it's not even that anymore after Southampton stormed it. They've just got so little up front. I just think City will, you know, going to end up here with 70-odd% possession. And if Brighton don't score from a set piece, I don't really see where they're going to score.
OK, the lads predict a very comfortable afternoon for Man City on Saturday. On Sunday, it could be a lot more competitive, as at 4 o'clock, Watford square up to Wolverhampton Wanderers. Brian, give us the latest betting.
Watford are 2-1. The draw is 21-10. And Wolves are slight favs at 11-8.
Brian, would you quibble with that market as well? You're the odds compiler, so you probably wouldn't. You'd be having an argument with yourself. What's the bet here?
It's a tough game to call. When I was doing my research here, I noticed that 12 of the last 14 FA Cup semi-finals have had both teams to score. So
wow.
that's somewhere where I'm looking to start. So I'd happily take on that as a bet at 4-5. Wolves have had a fantastic first season back in the Premiership. They're the best of the rest so far outside the top six. And it would be a fantastic season if they could cap it off with a trip to Wembley in the Cup final. So maybe with the both teams to score in mind, I'll happily have a small punt on Wolves win both teams to score at 5-1.
Okay. Mark, what's your angle?
I think this could go all the way, extra time and penalties. Wolves are better than Watford. There's only 1 point between them in the Premier League table. I think that that's maybe a little bit flattering to Watford. I just think the Wolves are a stronger side. But Wolves don't like playing against teams that can defend against them and, you know, maybe allow them to have some of the ball. And, you know, Watford did a good job on them at Molineux earlier on in the season when they won 2-0. Watford are unbeaten in their last 16 games against teams from outside the Big Six. So, I mean, they are a very difficult team to break down.
If this was a boxing match, what do you reckon it would be like?
Oh, it'd be a sparring contest, yeah. It would be cagey. I mean, you've got Doucouré and Kapu sitting for Watford. Wolves have got Dendonka, Neves and Moutinho in there. I think it is going to be a war of attrition type game. I think it'd be an interesting one. I disagree with Brian on the goals angle. I think it could be quite low scoring, and that brings a draw very much into play. I'm on Watford outright, so hopefully they can sneak the each way.
Dan, you're a Tottenham fan, but you're also a Watford fan as well. Yeah. So you couldn't get tickets last night. Are you at Wembley? You can't have any problem getting tickets for that.
I'm in Portugal.
I've
booked all of that.
That's the problem,
a long time ago. Yeah,
they sold out.
So sold out. Yeah,
have they?
Yeah. Cool sale.
They
took
sell out for the quarter final.
They took 45,000 to the playoff final against Bolton all them years ago. So
anyway, so you're going to be in the Natterjack Bar somewhere.
In Villamora.
And what do you think will happen?
I'm going to go for Watford here on value grounds.
Value grounds or complete bias grounds?
No, value grounds. 2-1, I think it's a good price. I don't think there's actually anything between these teams. 1 point after 32 games. Watched a lot of Watford this season. I don't think they've been particularly lucky to get the points total they've got. They're running, actually. It looks easier than Wolves, and they've got to play Wolves at home. I wouldn't be surprised if Watford finished seventh in the league. Watched the highlights of Wolves game against United. I thought they were a little bit fortunate. I backed Wolves actually on the night, but could have been 2 or 3 down before they equalised. Then they come stronger and play a lot better. But there will be an interesting dynamic though. The Watford against Fulham changed the system at half time because they were poor first half and went with a 3 at the back and 3 in midfield. Will Hughes played midfield. Wolves play the same system. I wouldn't be surprised if they go with a similar system. And Wolves won't expect that. Watford have been 4-4-2 all season. So look out for that. But I think Watford are a good value to win a tight game.
I guess the consolation here, ironically, Dan, is that whoever loses this game has probably got a slightly better chance of finishing seventh because the winner will be focusing on Wembley and all the ballyhoo that goes with that.
Yeah.
Okay, chaps, thank you very much. Let's get the weekend naps.
This will not be beaten.
Right then, Brian, an excellent postcast debut from you. Crown it with a winning nap, if you would.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm going to go with Notts County at home to Northampton in League 2. Northampton have played well this year. I've actually followed them. I had an anti-post bet on them, but since Keith Curl came in, they gave themselves half a chance at reaching the playoff positions, but their hopes were all but ended last week when they lost 2-1 at home to Port Vale. They were 1-0 up and against 10 men in the first half. I think the manner of that defeat will be very tough to bounce back from. They're playing for nothing really now. And on the other hand, Notts County were expected to challenge for promotion pre-season, but have found themselves at the wrong end of the table. A win here should see them overtake Yeovil and out of the relegation places, follow up their 3-0 win away to Stevenage last week. So I'm happy to take them on at 7-5.
Okay, I'm going to have a variety of bets on Leicester to beat Huddersfield. I think they will absolutely annihilate them, and I think 4-6 is a gift. So Leicester and mine. Who's yours, Mark?
Interesting there what Brian said about the Notts County leapfrogging Yeovil, because I'm going for Swindon to beat Yeovil. Yeovil are having a terrible time of it. 11 defeats in 13. They've lost their last 7 away games. Swindon have played really well, actually, in recent weeks. Beat Bury last time out. And I know that Bury have got money problems at the moment, but that it was still a really good performance. And I'm pleased for Richie Wellens, one of my favourite sort of lower league footballers back in the day. He's got Swindon playing some good stuff.
I remember doing a match in Focus once and Richie Wellens was playing. I think it was for Chester. Might have been Chester. Can't remember whoever it was.
Sort of like
he was Oldham. It was. He was excellent. He's a lovely mixture of a guy who can put his foot in and hurt you, but really good range of passing.
He's a lower league legend, I think.
Yeah,
in terms of his footballing ability.
Lee Frecklington is another of my lower league legends. Great.
Ellison.
Kevin Ellison. Kevin Ellison, excellent player. Yes, indeed. He's still going, Kevin Ellison.
He is. Still important.
Do you still play down the wing? Does he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I was once on holiday in Tenerife, sunbathing, and there were these Scousers next to me and a couple, and they were very chatting, very friendly, and one of them turned out to be Kevin Ellison's cousin. He goes, he said to his wife, he said, you know him, don't you? Kev Ellie. So, yeah, that's my little Kevin Ellison story. What a belter. Dan, who's your nap?
It's Derby away to Brentford, and it follows on. I agree with what Mark said. That early April is a good time to be getting with teams that have got something to play for against teams that haven't. So Derby at Brentford. Brentford, no chance now of the playoffs. We're beaten 3-0 at Swansea in the week. No goal in their last four games. They seem to be on the beach, really, the Brentford players. They have had a good record at home, but even that's starting to drift a little bit lately. Lost at home to West Brom last home game. On the positive side for Derby, Mason Mount's back in midfield. He come back for the game against Rotherham. They won 6-1. They're pushing for the playoffs. Derby for me.
OK, so we've got Notts County, we've got Leicester, we've got Swindon and we've got Derby. And Brian, I do hope that as per recent tradition, Paddy Power will be enhancing that fourfold, yes?
We will, of course, yeah. I've just put it into the bet slip here. It comes out at about 21-1, so we'll get that enhanced. It'll be on our specials page. It should be front and centre on the football page as well this afternoon.
Good man. Right, let's do Champions League next.
Friends, or maybe more. Earn a 20 quid free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power, thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Football Postcast. It's Bruce Millington, Mark Langdon, Dan Childs, and our excellent Paddy Power debutant, Brian McDonald. Right then, Champions League quarterfinals take place next week. So let's get stuck into them. And before we look at the four ties, what's the latest outright betting, please, Brian?
Yeah, Manchester City are the favs at 23-10. Next in the betting, we have Juventus and Barcelona at 10-3. Liverpool are then 4-1. Man United 16s, Tottenham 25s, Ajax 33s, and Porto the outsider lot 100-1.
Very, very quickly, where does the outright value lie, Mark?
I'm struggling really to see past Man City at the moment. I think they've got the easier run of the draw.
Dan?
Three teams I think are worth looking at: Barcelona, Liverpool, and Spurs.
Right, you don't want a couple more, no?
No.
Okay.
No, the rest I don't like, yeah.
And Brian?
Yeah, Man City are too short for me. I think Liverpool are the ones to watch at the moment.
Okay, right, they feature in our first game, 8 p.m. on Tuesday, BT Sport 3, Liverpool versus Porto. They've definitely got lucky with the draw, and they must be pretty short here, Brian.
Yeah, Liverpool are 2-7 to win the game. The draw is 4-1 and Porto 9-1.
Mark, can you see a shock here?
No, if you have a look at sort of Porto, their run through, I mean, it was the weakest Champions League group. Schalke came through with them. We saw what happened to Schalke against Man City. Roma in the last 16, I mean, they're having a terrible time of it. I think Liverpool half-time, full-time should be easy enough on the double result.
Dan?
Yeah, I'd go with maybe Liverpool to win 2-0. I just don't see where Porto are going to hurt Liverpool. You look at last season, now Liverpool have got Virgil van Dijk in there as well to resist Porto. I think they're going to be far too strong. As Mark's mentioned, Porto have had a very lovely little run through to this stage. This is a huge step up for them. I don't think they're going to manage it.
And Brian?
Yeah, full house on Liverpool. I just think -1 for them. I think they'll look to have the tie put to bed in the first leg, and -1 and a shade of odds on would be my bet here.
The second competitive game at the new White Hart Lane takes place at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. Tottenham v Man City, a Champions League quarterfinal. The atmosphere is sure to be electric. And Brian, how do Paddy Power bet?
Tottenham at home are 10-3. The draw is 11-4. And Manchester City are 8-11.
Dan, could you be interested in Tottenham at Burlington, Bertie?
I could, yeah. I think the timing of this, being given that they've beaten Palace in the first game at the stadium. Also, we're on the injury front. Not many times this season have Spurs been able to put Dele Alli, Heung-min Son, Harry Kane, Christian Eriksen all out on the pitch. You know, those four can do damage against top teams. Man City could be a little bit unbalanced as well, because you've got Zinchenko went off injured last night, so that could just unsettle their defence slightly, and also going forward, because they do rely a lot on Zinchenko going forward. So, no, I just think this is if Spurs score the first goal here, with the atmosphere in the stadium the way it is, you think back to last season when City went to Liverpool and conceded and really went under. I just think there's a chance here that Spurs could get a lead to take to the Etihad. I'm not saying they'll go through, but I think that they're overpriced to win the game.
You timed that holiday to Portugal well, didn't you? You're missing a cup semi-final and Tottenham v Man City in the Champions League quarterfinals. Brian, what's your view on this one?
Yeah, I'd happily take on Tottenham plus one at even money. I think that's a touch big. They mightn't win, but they could take a draw to the Etihad. I do expect Man City to qualify from the tie, but Tottenham plus one in the first leg for me.
And that basically just means that if it's a draw or Tottenham win, you win.
Yeah, that's
Mark.
It.
Yeah, maybe the Tottenham draw double chance, which is effectively the same bet there. I mean, City are going off roughly the same price that they did for the Premier League game away to Tottenham. That was at Wembley. Spurs weren't in a particularly great...
That was a weird game, wasn't it?
It was a Monday
night.
And Spurs weren't in a great place. And I think home advantage is worth more. Is worth more in the Champions League. And also, if it say it's 1-1, in a league game, City are pushing for the winner. In a Champions League game, there's no real desire for them to do that. So, I wouldn't be rushing to back City. We'll talk about it later, but I think I'd rather back Barca at Man United at a bigger price than City at Tottenham, yeah.
Well, let's talk about that now. 8 p.m. Wednesday, Man United versus Barcelona. And Brian, how do Paddy Power bet on this one?
Manchester United are 13-5, the draw 5-2, and Barcelona are even money.
Go on then, Mark.
Well, yeah, I mean, Barcelona the other night, 4-4 against Villarreal, they're not perfect. But you could say the same about Manchester United and more, really. Barca haven't got a great away record either in the knockout stages, but PSG and Juventus have won at Old Trafford this season. I mean, it was earlier on in the season, but, you know, Tottenham won easily at Old Trafford as well. Barcelona battered Tottenham, and I also think there's not many firms are up yet with prices for first goal scorer, but those that are, Messi's 3-1 plus for first goal. I mean, and I'd also check out Messi to score from outside the box, because he's knocking in those free kicks like the penalties at the moment.
I warn you, Charles, you're getting a reputation. I keep getting these people on Twitter saying, bloody Charles, he's anti-Man U. What are you going for?
Barcelona.
Right, he is.
I don't think they're a particularly good side. So I actually think Solskjaer is...
I tipped Wolves to beat them.
Put that in your pipe.
No, I just feel that I think he's actually overperformed, getting the points that he has, and now getting the job permanently. It puts a bit of a different dynamic, and I think I mentioned it last week, and I don't know, there's a lot of pressure on him now, and I mean, the pressure's not on so much for this game, because I don't think many people expect them to go through, but I think there's a massive class gap here between Barcelona and Man United. Barcelona, I know away from home in the Champions League they've had some difficulties, but generally in big games, I mean, they won away to Real Madrid not that long ago, didn't they, in La Liga. I think this game is easier for them. And they were, you know, after, there's just a fragility there, I think, with United. After they conceded against Wolves, kind of lost their belief a little bit in that game. And I see Barcelona winning this game, winning the tie comfortably.
I want to see Suarez and Messi on Jones and Smalling. Yeah. Please make it happen. Brian, are you agreeing with the boys that Barca are the bet?
I am indeed, yeah. Barcelona, they're, excuse me. Barcelona on over 2.5 goals is my bet here at 2-1. There is a huge gulf in class, I think, between Man United and Barcelona at the moment. Barca, they score lots of goals. They also concede lots of goals. I think Mark was talking about the 4-4 draw at Villarreal the other night. So happy to go with them at over 2.5 goals at 2-1.
By the way, a reminder, everyone, not a lot of people, or not everyone knows that ITV4 are showing these games now. Everyone's going, oh, I wish it was on telly, but yeah, but ITV show.
Yeah, one a week.
Spanish
one a week, unless they've got the darts or the snooker and it clashes on a Sunday night sometimes. They've had a bit of that.
But that was brilliant, though, the other night. What a bit of theatre. 8 p.m, the final tie, Ajax versus Juventus. It's on BT Sport 3. Brian, what is the latest betting and what is the best wager?
Ajax 23-10, the draw is 9-4, and Juventus are 6-5. I like Ajax here. My bet would be Ajax plus one or double chance at 8-13. We're not sure about Cristiano Ronaldo. Is he going to be fit and ready for Juventus? When they played their first leg in the previous round of 16, they lost. They lost 2-0 at Atletico Madrid. So I think Ajax could take an advantage going to Turin. Whether it's enough to qualify or not, I'm not sure. But Ajax for me here plus one.
Well, your great colleague Jason Murphy put me onto Ajax at 100-1 each way. So let's hope they can get it done. Mark?
Probably the only one I haven't got a real opinion on. Just wondering about the dynamic in the Juve camp after the sort of Bonucci racial sort of storm that it's caused, and you know how out of order he was, and just how everybody reacts to that. Not ideal, I think it's fair to say, particularly with Cristiano Ronaldo a doubt at this time. Ajax, very good going forward. Not sure about them defensively. We saw them against Real Madrid do, you know, one part of the game very well, one part not so good. So both teams to score, be a tentative selection.
And Dan?
A lot depends on Ronaldo's fitness. The other thing there with the racism storm is that he's become, Moyes is a very important player for them as well. He's kind of filled the breach and been scoring the goal. So that is an interesting one to look. Because of those uncertainties and the fact that Ajax are better going forward than they are defensively, I think it's tough to go either way. I think I see a close game and the draw for me at 9-4 would be the bet.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much indeed, lads. A packed show, loads of great tips there. And the boys are agreeing with each other quite a lot, so that might make it easier for you. Your Akkers. Mark, weekend, which game are you taking?
Oh, the big one in League Two, MK Dons v Lincoln. Absolute humdinger. Lincoln taking over 6,000 fans to that game. They're almost up. But obviously want them to carry on for the title.
That's the truth, isn't it? We want them to win the title more than they do.
Yeah, I know, yeah. MK Dons need the points because it's very tight between them, sort of Mansfield and Bury for the other two promotions.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, really good game.
So you're doing Team in Focus for
Team
that,
in Focus will be MK because I did Lincoln not that long ago, yeah.
Brilliant. Charles, you're jetting off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll be in
Portugal,
a bar in Villamora. Keep my fingers crossed that Watford make the final so I can get to the final. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, no problems. And Brian, what does the weekend hold for you, my friend?
I'm in the office on Saturday and Sunday. On Friday night, I'm going to go to a Premier Division match over here in Dublin, UCD, at home to Waterford.
Have you got a bet for us on that one?
I'd fancy Waterford away from home.
Waterford, okay. Well, don't forget, check out our crack Irish tips to Johnny Ward in the Racing Post. Mark and Dan will be filling the back pages of the newspaper with superb football tips all week. Thanks very much indeed for that, chaps. We're back next Thursday with another Racing Post football postcast. In the meantime, don't miss our special Grand National postcast tomorrow with all the best bets on the great race on Saturday.
Everything is better when it's bigger. Paddy Power's Same Game Multi allows you to combine a number of selections from a single match into one big bet. Check out the Same Game Multi tab and get building your bet. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.